Ask Arizona. The Mystery of the Missing Tooth by Lisa Rovich. Dear Arizona, are you good at solving mysteries? My favorite baseball cap disappeared and I can't figure out where it went. Mystified in Missouri. Dear Mystified, it just so happens that an honest-to-goodness mystery occurred in my house the other day. My little sister Indy had lost a tooth. I know what you're thinking. Losing a tooth isn't a mystery that needs solving. But how about when you lose a tooth and then that tooth gets lost again? Confused? So is everyone in my house. That's why I decided to become a detective for the day. I said to Indy, Miss, please describe the events leading to the disappearance of the tooth.
Well, she said, I bit into an apple and my tooth came out.
Fact one, I wrote in my notebook, the tooth came out. Indy continued,
Then Mom gave me a tiny pouch on a sparkly string. I put my tooth in it so the tooth fairy could find it under my pillow.
I read aloud as I wrote. Fact two, Indy put the tooth in the pouch, then under her pillow.
No, I didn't put it under my pillow, Indy said. First, I wanted to draw a teensy picture for the tooth fairy. I went to find those skinny markers, and when I came back, the pouch was gone.
It vanished into thin air? Indy nodded.
I've solved the case,
said a short person with a magnifying glass. It was my little brother, Tex. He peered through the glass, making his eyeball look gigantic. Not so fast, mister, I said. This case already has a...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?